Yesterday, a Chicago judge issued a clean sweep acquittal of three police officers charged with covering up the 2014 murder of Laquan McDonald. That verdict came as a blow to police reform activists in the city, including William Calloway. He fought for the release of dash cam footage of the shooting back in 2015.
We know that this was a cover-up. Yes. We know that these officers conspired to make sure Jason Van Dyke did not get charged with murder. They falsified those police reports. This blue coat of silence is real and it's thick.
Jason Van Dyke is the officer who shot 17-year-old McDonald 16 times. He was convicted of murder. His sentencing hearing is underway right now. Christy Lopez helped lead a Department of Justice investigation into the Chicago Police Department in 2017. We asked her if she thinks Van Dyke's murder conviction resolved the issues surrounding this case.
I think it was. I think it was important to the legitimacy of the court system and policing to see Jason Van Dyke be held accountable for murdering Laquan McDonald. But I don't think that we should take too much solace in that, because systemic police misconduct is never about the acts of individual officers. It is about the systems that tolerate and incentivize that conduct.
Well, the question is, was there police misconduct? And a jury has decided that Jason Van Dyke, the officer sentenced today, obviously was indeed guilty. Yesterday, the judge ruled that three of his colleagues who had been charged with a cover-up were not guilty. Let's listen to what the judge said yesterday. This is Dominica Stevenson's remark, saying basically you can't second guess what the police did at the time because you weren't standing where they were. Let's hear this.
Only the officers involved in the incident know what their belief was at the time of the incident. We cannot now view the actions of the officers with the benefit of hindsight as to what they should have believed.
So the judge agreed with defense lawyers that even though the police reports did not match what was seen on the dash cam video, that doesn't mean police were trying to cover something up.
I mean, that statement from the judge, I think, is really misleading because, first of all, it was the Van Dyke jury that had the task of deciding what Van Dyke was thinking at the time. That was not at issue in this case.
That was the murder case, and we were talking about this case being the acquittal case of the
three. This is the conspiracy case. So what the judge is looking at in this case is after the fact, not at the moment, but in the weeks and months after this event, was this investigated appropriately, or did they try to cover it up? And that's not a matter of speculation about what was in anybody's minds. What these officers described in these reports was Laquan McDonald lunging at the officers. And that is just not what happened. You can see that in the video. You can see that in the testimony. You heard that in testimony from other officers that the judge discredited.
You've said that the results of this conspiracy trial could be even more important than the guilty verdict in Officer Van Dyke's murder trial. Why?
That's the case because these issues of police misconduct are about the systems that allow it to persist. And what we found in our investigation at the Department of Justice, we investigated the Chicago Police Department, and we found a code of silence. We found that the city does not take sufficient steps to prevent officers from deliberately concealing misconduct. And so this case was important because it was going after that system. That's how you're really going to get at this problem.
Remind us the investigation that you did and the finding that there is a code of silence that exists in the Chicago Police Department, which, by the way, the department itself says is not the case. What was the evidence that you found?
Well, we had many officers in the department tell us that there was a code of silence, and the mayor also said so. We found that the department not only tolerates but incentivizes a code of silence. They make it difficult for IA investigators to investigate whether officers concealed misconduct. They don't take steps to make sure that things like body cams and car cameras are working. So, you know, it's in our reports where we really talk about all the evidence indicating that there is, in fact, a broad code of silence within the Chicago Police Department.
Your investigation led to the drafting of a consent decree, which is a court-ordered plan for reforming the Chicago Police Department. I know, Christy, you have a larger concern about a memo that was released by the Attorney General Jeff Sessions on his last day in office that you say makes it difficult for the Justice Department to negotiate any effective police reform anywhere. Tell us about the memo and your concern.
Yeah, the memo is part and parcel of Jeff Sessions' hostility towards correcting police misconduct through proactive, preventative measures. I'm not worried about the Chicago consent decree because that is now being litigated by the state. I'm worried about the consent decrees in other cities where the Department of Justice is a party, because in those instances, those attorneys trying to enforce those agreements, I think their hands are going to be tied unless the federal judges in those cases really step up and make sure that those agreements are allowed to be fully implemented.
Chrissy Lopez helped lead the Department of Justice investigation into the Chicago Police Department after the 2014 police killing of Laquan McDonald. She's now a visiting professor at Georgetown Law School. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much.